start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode on the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that yourself and your family are safe. May Allah Azza wa Jal, through His hidden mercies, His hidden powers, remove the difficulties that the Ummah is facing. Wherever they are going through trials and calamities, wherever there are oppressors that are oppressing them, may Allah Azza wa Jal remove the oppression. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect all the believers, all the Muslims around the world. Ameen bi jahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have another beautiful topic. Our parents, our heroes. Our first heroes and role models in our lives that we see. For those who are fortunate and still have their parents, or at least one parent, is your parent. And we're going to be talking about the rights of parents. We're going to be talking about how Islam places a lot of emphasis on giving kindness, showing kindness, being compassionate and affectionate, and serving one's parents, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. More on that a little later. Let's recall the beautiful hadith. نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. And oh Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever I'm listening, I'm watching to this program, the Silsila of Madani Channel, for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well. Insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are many wonderful blessings for reciting Durood-e Pak, and I'm sure you have heard many before, but the important thing is, have you started to practice? That's the question I need to ask myself. Have I started to practice upon this? That every day I must dedicate some time necessarily for my own benefit in this world, the grave, and the hereafter. Dedicate some time to recite Qur'an-i Pak, Durood-i Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has the material, has the platforms and the facilities for those authentic sources, for authentic knowledge to empower us. Listen to this beautiful narration with regards to the blessings of Salat ala Nabi Durood-i Pak. The last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that whoever recites Durood upon me once, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings on that person, and an angel is appointed to convey this Durood to me. Subhanallah. So your Durood Sharif is not that you are just reciting and it's just nothing. It's being conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows you intimately, knows myself, knows each of his lovers and his followers and those who are loyal to him, knows each person. So why waste our time away? This little life that we have in this short world, why waste it away in things that just divert our attention? In all these distractions that are there, make sure that we are punctual with our salah, that we are performing our salah properly. This is very important. I need to know the ins and the outs of my salah. When it comes to recitation of the Quran, am I reciting properly? It's one of the fara'id in the salah, are my postures correct? My ruku, my sujood, are they correct? Are my other recitations, my tasbihat, are they correct? Dawud Sami has the facilities to help us rectify whatever mistakes we are making. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to a lovely kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala and that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him."
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, poochega Maula laya hai kya kya. Main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam."
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. I'm sure you also enjoyed that beautiful kalam. And continue listening to these kinds of kalams on YouTube. Naat Production is now the Islami's official channel where you can hear beautiful Hamd Sharif, Naat Sharif, Manqabats, Munajat as well, to further embed the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our hearts, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah into our hearts as well. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen. Bijahi Khatim al-Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are discussing regarding parents, that parents, your mother, your father, that's your hero. And yes, whilst society, whilst the media, they portray otherwise, we must refer to what Islam teaches us, Islamic values. And Islam lays a lot of emphasis in serving one's parents, in making them happy, not hurting their feelings, in making their lives as comfortable as possible. You know, in some countries, in some so-called civilized countries, so-called first world countries, we hear the stories, we read the stories of how parents that are getting old are neglected and just dumped in the old age homes that they euphemistically call care centers. Care centers? Who can care better for your parents than yourself? Because you have an unbroken bond with them. You are their extension. But those shameless and useless children that don't want to do anything with their parents because now they've gone old. The mother has gone old, she can't cook for me anymore, she can't give me any benefit. After marriage, illa mashaAllah. Exceptions are everywhere. But those, I'm directing this to those offspring, those grown-up children who have no shame and wait for your turn when your kids are grown up. Wait for it and watch. Oh, you who treat your parents like nothing. Now the father is gone old, cannot work anymore, body is gone weak, physically gone weak, can't bring in some money. So what use are these, you know, old people to me? I get no benefit. They just give me, they are a burden on my life. Allahu Akbar. Yes, I have always run to the doctor. I have to always run and spend my money to buy medication for them, look after them. I have to buy food for them as well. I have to buy clothes for them. I have to financially sustain them. Allahu Akbar. How ungrateful is that fool? How shameless is that fool? And really, what goes around comes around before you know it. Those kind of offspring, those kind of children, and no matter what your age is, whether you are 20, 50, 100, you are still the child of your parent. So these kind of children who have no shame, no haya, who have no common sense and treat their parents in this way, degrade their parents, have ill feelings at this old lady, this old man is a burden for me now. Wait for your turn. That's all we can say. We see it in the course of history, repeating itself all the time. So your turn is going to come. And then think of how you treated your parents. If your parents are gone, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant all the believers' parents, all those who passed away with Iman, grant them maghfirah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, grant them that their graves become gardens of Jannah. If your parents are still alive, serve them as a slave, as a servant, serves the master. This is what Islam teaches us, not the so-called civilized, so-called, that they just take their parents, in some places they refer to the parents as trash, where a girl will tell the boy, you want me to move in with you, take the trash out. This is the kind of talk that goes around in some of those civilized countries, so-called first world. So we are Muslims. We have to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, commanded of us. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered of us. What the Quran teaches, what Islam teaches. Because we are Muslims. And a loyal Muslim will do this. Alas, how many Muslims out there, because they don't have proper Islamic knowledge, because they're not grounded in Islamic beliefs, Islamic teachings, Islamic values, yet they have PhDs and degrees and are earning six figures, but are useless to their parents. Shameless, useless fools. And they will pay for it in this world. They will pay for it in the grave and the day of judgment as well. And they will have extreme regret when the same happens to them by their children. Treasure your parents. Listen to this narration. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a summary of a hadith that in the previous eras, three people were going on a journey. It was night. They found a cave and they entered to spend the night there. And as they were taking rest, a huge rock from atop the mountain fell and blocked off the entrance, the mouth of the cave, completely. They began to worry. What are we going to do now? This rock is so huge, we cannot move it. How do we escape from here? We will die of suffocation, of hunger, of thirst. So they said, okay, let us all recall the best deeds that we have ever done in our lives for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and make dua through the wasila, through the medium of that good deed. Perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal will accept that and the rock will move. The first person made dua, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, my parents were very old. Whenever I would graze my goats in the countryside and milk them, when I would return home, before I even gave my wife and children milk to drink, I first served that milk to my mother and father. I served it to them first. And then I gave it to my spouse, my wife, and my children. One day, when I returned a little bit later than normal, I found that my parents were asleep. And still, I had the milk, but I did not give it to my children and my wife. I kept it one side. When they awoke in the morning, they drank from that. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if I did this for your pleasure, Ya Allah, please help us. Please help us and remove this rock. The rock moves a little bit, but still not enough for them to escape. The second person makes dua, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I had a cousin that I was infatuated with. I revealed my evil desires to her and she did not give in. She went through some financial problems. I helped her out, but I told her that I want to be alone with you. She agreed because of being in that situation. But then when I wanted to fulfill my desires, she said, 'Fear Allah Azza wa Jal and don't commit the sin.' And that actually stopped me from committing the sin, yet I still helped her financially. Ya Allah, if I did this for your pleasure, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah." The rock moved a little bit more, but not enough for them to escape. And the third person made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, that, "Ya Allah, I had many employees. When they would finish off their work, I would pay them their wages. One person did not take his wages, but I kept it and I invested that. And after some time, he returns and he says that, 'You know what? Can you please give me my wages? I forgot to collect it at that time.' So I took him to a field and I told him, 'All these camels, bulls, goats belong to you.' So he turned to me and said, 'Are you serious? Are you joking? How?' And I explained to him, 'You did not take that your wages and I invested it, and this is the end result.' So he took it and, 'Ya Allah, if I did that to please you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, help us.' The rock then completely moved and they were able to escape from the cave. There are many points here, Madani points, for us to think about. One is that dua, if it is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, using a wasila, a medium, the chances of the dua being accepted increases, as Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, in fact, brings our attention to this, that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wabtahu ilayhil wasila. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, fear Allah and seek a wasila, a medium of good deeds, O pious people. In the tafasir, it is mentioned that one can take the wasila, the medium of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, of the Awliya Allah, the Sahaba Ikram, pious people, even one's own good deeds. One can use this as a medium, Ya Allah, for the sake of this, for the sake of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the sake of your mercy, for the sake of the sadaqah that I'm giving. Ya Allah, grant my good desires, remove my difficulties, whatever it is. And the chances increase actually of acceptance of that dua. Allah Azza wa Jal further states in the glorious Quran regarding parents, and there's a beautiful Quranic dua that we should make every day for our parents. In Surah Bani Israel, verses 23 to 24, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu draws our attention here. And your Lord has commanded that do not worship anyone except Him, and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not even say uff to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them words of respect, and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Memorize this dua. Make this dua every single day for your parents. In this day is blessings. But our attention is drawn to the fact that, you know what, when you're speaking to your parents, don't speak like how you'll speak to your friends. Islam does not permit us to call our parents by their names. And in those so-called civilized nations, many of them, they address their parents by their names, which in Islamic teachings is highly disrespectful and shameful as well. When you talk to them in a soft tone. Don't raise your voice. Who are you to raise your voice to your parents? Do you want your child to scream and shout at you and scold you? What kind of tarbiyah, and how are you nurturing your own children? Tell your children, go and kiss your grandfather's, your grandmother's hands. This is a tarbiyah that we have to give. And you yourself, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Ali advises us that yourself in front of your own children, go kiss your mother's hand. Kiss your mother's feet. In front of your own children, kiss your father's hand. This is a practical way of teaching your own children respect of parents. That even if your parents are not Muslim, you are still commanded in Islam to respect them as your parents, and to obey them as well. Obeying parents is necessary. Make it necessary upon yourself. Yes. Disobeying your parents is only allowed if they instruct you to do something which is against the Sharia. In fact, any person, whether it's your employer, whether it's your spouse, whoever it may be, if that person tells you to do something which is against the law and contradicts the law of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it is necessary for you to disobey that person, because there is no obedience to any person if that leads to disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep this principle in mind. So parents, love them, respect them, obey them, serve them, cherish them. They won't be there forever. Ask those people whose mother is no more around. Ask those people whose father is no more around. Parents are gone. Themselves are parents today. But they would have fond memories, wonderful memories of their mother and father. Believe me, when they're gone, you're going to miss their smile. You are going to miss their kind words. You will miss when they check up on you. Allahu Akbar. You will miss their presence. So whilst they are still there, both or either one, do your best according to your ability to serve your parents. Don't be those shameful, like those shameful people that don't, you know, want to irk their responsibilities and just throw them into the care center, so-called care center, where strangers are going to be looking after them. That even Eid day comes and goes, you don't even visit them. Allahu Akbar. When last I made dua for my parents, I make dua for everybody else, all the Muslims of the world, that's good, continue. But when last did I make dua really for my mother and my father? A narration tells us, a narration of warning, that the person who does not make dua for his parents, then his rizq, his sustenance, his income is cut short. So I'm complaining, I don't have blessings, I'm earning a decent amount, I don't see it, it's just gone. Do you make dua for your parents? Ask yourself this question. Do I make dua? When last did I make dua for my parents? If they're gone, do I make dua of maghfirah for them? Do I make dua of Jannah for them, to enter into Jannah? Do I make these duas for them to be safe and sound in the qabr, protected against the punishment of the grave, the punishment of the hereafter? Am I making these duas? If they are alive, if they are unwell, do I make dua for their shifa? I will make dua of shifa for A, X, Y, and Z. But do I make dua for my own parents? Some people feel I'm spending money. Hey, I have to take the old man to the doctors, the old lady. I'm going to buy toiletries, buy this and that. Allahu Akbar, how ungrateful. Wait for your turn, that's what I can say. Who was the one who brought you up? Who was the one that bought your clothes? No, it was their responsibility. Well, it's your responsibility to look after your parents. Who was the one who changed your diapers, your nappies, when you couldn't look after yourself, you couldn't clean yourself? Who was the one who fed you? Who was the one who paid, who made sure you went to school and madrasa? Who did their best, who broke their back to make sure you get a good education? Who was the one that was there to advise you? Who was the one to buy you toys and sweets and to nurture you and nourish you? Who? You forgot already? Allah. Now that they can't do those things because of the weakness of old age, you feel that they are useless? I'm addressing those so-called, those children, those kids, those grown-ups who behave in this manner, who have this backward mentality and mindset. Those I am addressing. But there's many out there, mashallah azza wa jal, who are looking after their parents, who are taking time off from work to make sure their parent, their mother, their father gets the medication they need, goes to the doctor, goes to the hospital, that they always inquire, they always speak softly to their parents, they look after their parents, sincere concern for their parents, they buy some treats for their parents, they make sure they're comfortable. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal, bless those children, bless them with abundant beneficial wealth in this world and grant them great goodness in the hereafter and in the grave as well. Yes, those kids do exist. Those children exist. But it's sad, once we start to ape and imitate un-Islamic values, then you hear it and you see it. I was just chatting with one of our Ruhani Ilaj patients the other day. The father is bedridden. The son is looking after the father. He cleans the father. He feeds the father. And the father makes dua for him. And he was telling me that his father told him, "My son, may Allah bless you. I personally know 4 or 5 parents that their children, they say, 'When will this old man go? What a burden to me. When will this old lady go? I have to leave work, I have to leave this, I have to do this, I have to run here, I have to run there, just to make sure, get some medication, goes to the doctor, dialysis or whatever it is." And they actually have these words to say, that I can't wait for the old man, old lady. They're now useless to me. They're useless. One day you are going to be useless. And it's going to come back to bite you. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us understanding. And help us to live an Islamic life. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have a thought-provoking short clip and we'll be right back after this filler. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Do you know how fortunate you are if you have your parents alive, if you have one of them alive? Do you realize how fortunate you are? What amounts of thawab, what amounts of rewards you will be gaining by serving them, by being in their service. Subhanallah, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the summary of which is that curse of Allah be upon that person who finds one of his parents in old age or both of them in old age, yet he does not take care of them. Allahu Akbar. This is something, you know, for us to take heed of, for us to take a lesson from, that we want the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. And the way to gain the mercy of Allah azza wa jal is to please our parents. Because Jannah lies under the feet of the mother. So if we want to gain this lofty rank, we have to respect our parents. We have to show love towards our parents, and by doing this, we will gain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People emotionally, psychologically, verbally harm and hurt the feelings of their parents. You'll get what's coming to you sooner or later. And you will deprive yourself of blessings in this world and the hereafter. The person will say, "Oh, no blessings, no blessings, no blessings." The same fellow probably is not fulfilling the rights of his mother, of his father. Not there, we're not there to judge anybody. But it's for something, it's something for that person who is doing this to think about. That why am I suffering and calamities and difficulties one after the other? Do I make dua for my parents? How do I treat my parents? Do I serve them? You need to serve your parents. You need to love them. You need to cherish them. Don't look at this way and that way, whether that person is doing or not. Don't follow all those backward lifestyles out there that don't worry about their parents. And you see, they leave their parents all alone to live all alone in their old age. And they've created that mindset even via the entertainment industry, which is largely the marketing machine of Shaitan. He is the CEO of the entertainment industry, where they influence a person, oh, directly and indirectly. Your parents, your mother, your father, they're old school, you know. Come on, your friends, they're cool. Your friends are cool. Your friends want you to succeed. Your talents to be expressed, not your parents. I have news for you. Those friends are there today and gone tomorrow. Those so-called friends are only there because they are getting something out of you. Something. But it is your parents that love you unconditionally, with no strings attached. Pure love. Because you are their extensions. You are from them. You are from them as they are from their parents. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So don't give them a bad name through your actions, through your heedlessness and negligence as well. Become good children. Become ones who serve their parents. Once they are gone, if you do this for the pleasure of Allahu Azza wa Jal, do this because it is responsibility over your head. It is a right of the parents that you treat them with in the best way possible. Look after your parents. You will see those blessings. I'm telling you, you will see those blessings in this world and especially in the grave and the hereafter as well. Subhanallah, so many narrations are there. We know about it already. That Jannah, paradise lies under the feet of your mothers. Don't we know this? Don't we recall the narration that the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the pleasure of the father? The displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the displeasure of the father. Are my parents pleased with me? And if they are no more, then always, for all the sons out there, visit their graves. Visit them. Make dua for them. Send Isa alayhi thawab to them as well. So that on the day of judgment, at least, you know, they'll be pleased with you. And even in the grave, in Adam and Barzakh, they'll be pleased. My son, my daughter sending Isa alayhi thawab, sending me these gifts. My son is coming to visit me. Subhanallah. Don't you want your son to also visit you? Don't you want your son and daughter to send you Isa alayhi thawab when you are gone? Alhamdulillah, this mindset of respecting parents, loving and cherishing and serving parents is also found in this beautiful, fragrant Madani movement of Dawud Islami. Join today and you will see the benefits yourself. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day.